So are you ready
for your show?
Hola, baby. Soy Little Steven. Bienvenido a Little Steven's Underground Garage and Rock FM.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Buenas noches, familia. Un domingo más abrimos las puertas del Underground Garage para ti en Rock FM y con Little Steven. Esta noche tomaremos fuerzas para comenzar la semana. Lo haremos además celebrando el Día de la Madre. No, no te preocupes, no nos hemos vuelto locos, aunque en ocasiones es cierto que pueda parecerlo. La cuestión es que en Estados Unidos se celebra el segundo domingo de mayo y esto ha caído precisamente esta noche. En fin, no te preocupes si hoy no has traído flores, bombones o lo que más te guste regalar por estas fechas, porque tenemos suficiente música como para aliviar cualquier despiste. Yo soy Carlos Medina y con música arrancamos el Underground Garage y de paso le damos las buenas noches al guitarrista de Springsteen. Y ya que hablamos de madres, comenzamos recordándolas al ritmo de los Stones. Have you seen your mother, baby? Buenas noches, familia. Comienza el Underground Garage aquí en Rock FM.
Thought Mother's Day was an invention of the greeting card manufacturing industry, didn't you? You cynical, heartless, cold-blooded bastards! Admit it! Okay, I thought so too. But not true, says our expert research team. Our tireless army of sleuths, forever searching for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help them, Soupy Sales. So back to the ancient springtime of the Greco-Roman festivals. They were celebrating the mother goddesses Venus and Aphrodite. And probably Isis and Gaia and all them other ones before them. And if you believe that all religious info and writings and stuff are all symbolic, then you know that all that mother goddess stuff ended up turning into Mary, mother of Jesus Christ. And that became Mothering Sunday in England. Not to be confused with Smothering Sunday, as was practiced in Italian and Jewish households. In the 1600s, it was the fourth Sunday of Lent, and that Lent should not be confused with the first Monday after the Super Bowl when you can't pay your bookie. That's a whole different Lent there. Cut to 1905, and Anna Jarvis, a very cool chick, an early Riot Girl, if I may say so, in Philly, wanted to honor her very cool mother, also named Anna Jarvis. No relation to Al Jarvis or Jarvis Humby that we know of. Mother Jarvis had instituted Mother's Friendship Day to celebrate peace and heal the pain of the Civil War. Anna, the daughter, campaigned for an official Mother's Day after her mother's death, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed the bill recognizing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. And Anna Jarvis, who had in mind a religious holiday and tribute to motherhood, said just before her death, "It wasn't supposed to be about cards and gifts and flowers. And I'm sorry I started the whole thing."
Yeah. you. That's all right, Mama, just any way you do. That's all right, that's all right, that's all right, Mama, any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right, that's all right, that's all right, Mama, any way do.
I left that little old lady. I wrote a letter to my own mother.
Oh, that's swell of you, Lou. I'm so proud of you. What'd you say, Lou?
Dear Mom.
Dear Mom, I can see that so plain in her mom.
She's going to love that.
Oh, she'll love that.
What? Dear Mom.
Yes?
Let's hear from you more often, yes. Even if it's only $5 or $10.
Oh, And do you go out with friends?
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
Goose-step mama on the cover chart. Goose-step mama taken by and large. While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor. Goose-step mama, oh yeah. Goose-step mama, goose-step mama, boogie all night long. Mama, you can do no wrong. You know how to reassemble clumsy hands and knees that tremble. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step mama. Rock and roll. Goose step mama, with your heart of gold. You don't like to see men suffer. Love is tough, but life is tougher. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step mama. Something, something tells me loud and clear. In the end, it comes to nothing. You got nothing to ice by drive here. Goose step mama, with your rock and roll. Goose step mama, with your heart of gold. You don't like to see men suffer. Love is tougher, life is tougher. Goose step mama, oh yeah. Goose step mama.
Started our Mother's Day special with the Rolling Stones, Mama's Boys, the lot of them. Have you seen your mother, baby, standing in the shadow? Yes, that was the picture sleeve that had them all dressed in drag, looking very much like their mothers, only homelier.
We started our first set with Mama Said, Shirelles 1961, Luther Dixon co-writing and producing. The Shirelles really made it possible for all the girl groups that followed. I know the Chantels were first, but the Shirelles were much bigger.
Mommy's Little Monster was Social Distortion, and Mommy's Little Monster would grow up to be Elvis Presley. That's all right, Mama. Elvis pretty much defining what rock and roll was all about. Produced, of course, by the genius Sam Phillips, founder of the Sun Records label in Memphis. Mother One Track Mind, Soundtrack of Our Lives, out of Gothenburg, Sweden. Fabulous contemporary Swedish garage rock, written and sung by... Avid Lundberg. Love those cats.
And for all you Mel Brooks fans that love your mama, Goose Step Mama by the Ruddles, Nasty Stig, Dirk, and Barry, actually the genius of Neil Innes, who also wrote those Monty Python classics, which we should do a show about someday. It's Mother's Day. No cursing for 24 hours.
Ten late, Daddy. Big Mama's got to go. Be back later just to satisfy your soul. They call me Big Mama because I weigh 300 pounds. I can rock and I can roll and I can really go to town. When you see me coming,
sigues en Rock FM y estás escuchando el Underground Garage de Little Steven. Hoy se ha celebrado el Día de la Madre en Estados Unidos, ya que se festeja el segundo domingo de mayo. Y nosotros haremos girar el garaje en torno a esta costumbre. Por ejemplo, si nos remontáramos a los orígenes de la festividad, tal vez podríamos situarnos en la antigua Grecia o en Roma. Ambos rendían culto a Afrodita y Venus, respectivamente. Ambas eran las diosas que representaban el amor, el deseo o la reproducción. O, por ejemplo, Hera, madre de Zeus, Poseidón y Hades. Avanzando en el tiempo y más cercano a nuestra cultura, nos encontramos la costumbre católica de honrar a la Virgen María el 8 de diciembre, Día de la Inmaculada Concepción. Actualmente, bueno, no hay un consenso en cuanto a celebrar el Día de la Madre a nivel mundial en la misma fecha. Es cierto que va variando según países. En México, por ejemplo, se celebra el 10 de mayo, independientemente del día de la semana que caiga cada año. En España, pasó a celebrarse del 8 de marzo al primer domingo de mayo en 1965. Y no, no creas que me olvido de la música. Enseguida seguimos con un poco más de historia, pero de momento escucharemos a mujeres como Etta James o, y muy apropiado para esta noche, The Mothers of Invention. Fran Zappa también se dejará caer por aquí, pero casi mejor que nos lo cuente nuestro pequeño Steven. Dale, maestro.
We must pay tribute to Frank Zappa on Mother's Day. Born December 21st, 1940 in Baltimore, moves to L.A. and gets into music, R&B, doo-wop, blues, and avant-garde classical composer Edgar Varese. Forms the Soul Giants and begins doing spoofs of doo-wop singles and composing for B-movies. The Soul Giants get signed to Verve and change their name to The Mothers. Verve insists on adding of invention. Their first record, Freak Out, in 1966, was a stunning two-record set of jazz rock, wild percussion, abstract melody, virtuoso musicianship, doo-wop parody, and crazy, hysterically funny lyrics. They would glorify their own ugliness and cynicism and insult, at every opportunity, the very counterculture that was their audience. Zappa would become a freak force of nature and start his own labels, Straight and Bizarre, being one of the first artists to do that, really. He'd signed the GTOs, Larry Wildman Fisher, Alice Cooper, Tim Buckley, Captain Beefheart. He would explore various combinations of jazz, rock, and classical music, always composing and continually improving on his already brilliant guitar playing until we lost him in 1993. Some had trouble with his personality. Some wondered what amazing things he might have composed had he written more accessible material. But he was undeniably a genius and the closest thing to a rock and roll Duke Ellington we'll probably ever have.
Motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. The mother's got love that'll drive you mad. They're raving about the way we do. No need to feel lonely, no need to feel sad. If we ever get a hold on you, what you need is motherly love.
Come on, get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. Nature's been good to this here band. Don't ever think we're shy. Send us up some little groupies and we'll take their hands and rock them till they sweat and cry. What you need is motherly love.
Get it now.
Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do. We can love you till you have a heart attack. You best believe that's true. We'll bite your neck and scratch your back till you don't know what to do. What you need is motherly love. Motherly love. Forget about the brotherly and otherly love. Motherly love is just a thing for you. You know your mother's gonna love you till you don't know what to do.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, babe.
Yeah.
You know I got a little motherly love for you, honey.
Yeah.
You know it doesn't bother me at all that you're only 18 years old, cause I got a little motherly love for you, baby.
Someday you'll thank me for this, son.
Not bloody likely.
No, it's true. You know, when I was a boy, I really wanted a catcher's mitt, but my dad wouldn't get it for me. So I held my breath until I passed out and banged my head on the coffee table. The doctor thought I might have brain damage.
Dad, what's the point of this story?
I like stories.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. They won't go for no more Great Midwestern hardware store philosophy that turns away. left behind of the great society. Mr. America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, Daddy. Philosophy that turns away from those who aren't afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behind of the great society.
If you had any leftovers from last night's supper.
Ralph, we're eating at my mother's.
I told you I am not going to your mother's. I'm too tired and I gotta get to bed early.
You'll still get to bed early. We'll go to mother's, eat supper, and come right home.
Now, you know I'm not that kind of a man. I'm not the kind that eats and runs.
Eats and runs? The way you eat, you're lucky if you can walk.
Daddy said I'm no good for you. They call me dirty from the alley. Well, I don't know what to do. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I fall past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, "Don't come back no more." I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad. Later I try to call you. Your mama told me
is where that. So put me on bother to call again, unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it when your guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad. Just weren't there. So told me don't bother to call again, unless I cut off all my hair. I get so tired of sneaking around just to get to your back door. I crawl past the garbage and your mama jumped out screaming, don't come back no more. I can't take it. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to kill your mama. My guitar wants to burn your dad. I get real mean when it makes me mad.
Smurf me.
Smurf me.
Nets. Right, Howard?
Right, Jeff. We're going for the money all the way.
We started our Frank Zappa tribute with Motherly Love from the Mothers of Invention's first classic, Freak Out, 1966. They were originally called the Mothers, but Verve wouldn't sign them, so they added the invention part.
The Dolly Rots, brand new Babbling Idiot, from their sixth album, Whiplash Splash, produced by John Fields and the band. Get it from thedollyrots.com.
Hungry Freak's Daddy, again from Freak Out, produced by Tom Wilson, by the way, who had just come from producing Like a Rolling Stone for Bob Dylan. Busy guy. Tell Mama Etta James, 1968. Clarence Carter, one of the writers. Rick Hall producing. Still on Chess, 1968. And My Guitar Wants to Kill Your Mama, but in a good way. Mothers of Invention from Weasel's Rip My Flesh, their seventh album, all Mothers stuff written by Frank Zappa. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back with more Mothers, Grandmothers, and other Mothers. We'll make you feel guilty for even thinking about touching yourself.
I am 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's got 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's got 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage.
Sigues en el Underground Garage de Little Steven despidiendo el fin de semana aquí en Rock FM. Si hablamos del Día de la Madre y de Estados Unidos, hay una mujer a la que no podemos pasar por alto. Me refiero a Anna Jarvis. Su madre, Anna Marie Reeves Jarvis, había fundado en varias ciudades de Estados Unidos un día para conmemorar el esfuerzo de las madres trabajadoras, con la idea, eso sí, de mejorar las condiciones laborales, de sanidad y salud de aquellas mujeres trabajadoras. Este empeño lo llevó a cabo en plena guerra de secesión a mediados del siglo XIX. Su hija, Anna Jarvis, decidió conmemorar a su madre 2 años después de su fallecimiento, celebrando un Día de la Madre. Fue el 12 de mayo de 1907. Jarvis llevó a cabo una intensa campaña por todo Estados Unidos y consiguió que el presidente Woodrow Wilson recogiera la propuesta y trabajara para terminar por declararse el Día Internacional de la Madre. También es cierto que Anna Jarvis pudo comprobar que aquel Día de la Madre empezó a tomar unos tintes cada vez más comerciales. Ella misma declaró en 1920 lo siguiente: una tarjeta impresa de felicitación no significa nada más que se es demasiado indolente para escribirle de puño y letra a la mujer que más ha hecho por uno, más que nadie en el mundo. Ahí queda eso. Todo tuyo, Little.
Our freak of the week is a gentleman named Hugh Romney, but even the New York Times calls him Mr. Gravy, as in wavy gravy. He became legendary as one of the two voices of Woodstock. The first voice everybody heard was that of producer Chipmunk, announcing the artists and keeping the people off the light tower. But the guy who had in mind breakfast in bed for $400,000 was Wavy Gravy. He was recruited for Woodstock as a member of the Hog Farm, a traveling circus, peace activist, hippie commune that still exists. And we could dedicate many hours to this cat's wild and fascinating life. But here's a brief summary. Hugh Romney was born in East Greenbush, New York, grew up in Princeton, New Jersey. As a kid, he would take walks with Albert Einstein and end up the poetry director of the Gaslight Cafe in Greenwich Village, New York City, in the early 60s. He would introduce jazz and poetry, hang out with Marlene Dietrich, let Bob Dylan crash at his pad, and use his typewriter to write A Hard Rain Is Gonna Fall. He was a traveling monologist for a while, opening for John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Peter, Paul, and Mary. He organized the Phantom Cabaret with Tiny Tim and the original Moondog, yeah, the one that successfully sued Alan Freed for using his name. Lenny Bruce became his manager, gave him the name Al Dente, and sewed a yarmulke inside one of Tom Mix's cowboy hats so he could open his show with Howdy Goyim. He wandered west, hung out with a San Francisco improvisational group called The Committee, taught neurologically handicapped kids in Pasadena, hung out with the Grateful Dead and the Merry Pranksters, started the Hog Farm, and wrote a couple of books. He now has Camp Winter Rainbow for kids, which he financed with his Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor, which I'm hearing now has been discontinued, shamefully. I don't know how he's financing it now. And then he started the SIVA Foundation, which provides eye operations for third world countries and averages 80,000 eye surgeries a year. There's a whole lot more, trust me, that we don't have time for. But just know that he is the most righteous and deserving and appropriate freak of the week like ever. B.B. King gave him his name at the Texas Pop Festival. And when they made the Hog Farm security, as well as the free kitchen at Woodstock, he was asked by the World Press how he intended to maintain security for 400,000 people. He replied, "Cream pies and seltzer bottles." Our most glorious freak of the week, Wavy Gravy.
See me coming, but you don't laugh, you just go home running. Everybody loves Hugh Romney. I'm with the hog farm, and I'm working on a scene. Some people call it bum trips. I don't think there's such a thing as a bum trip. We're working with hobo voyages. A half an hour after we release anybody from our section, we turn them into doctors, and they care for people that were tripping like they were when they came in.
About these love and understanding. Oh, why so This is Drew Carey, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, the only radio show with go-go dancers. That's why I like it.
Keep falling in love with my mother. I don't want to hurt her. Of all people to hurt. Every time I see her, she's grown older. But her uniform always amazes me for its Dutch simplicity and the doll she is, the doll-like way she stands. bow-legged in my dreams, waiting to serve me. And I am only an Apache, smoking hashi in old Kabashi by the lamp.
Started that wavy gravy set with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Everybody Loves a Clown. Written by producer Thomas Snuff Garrett, Gary Lewis, and Leon Russell. And for the man who proclaimed, "We must be in heaven, man." What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Elvis Costello and the Attractions from Armed Forces. Written and produced by the great Nick Lowe. He first recorded it with his band Brinsley Schwartz, who never quite made it, tragically, because names of bands count. "And I want wavy gravy for my mashed potatoes," said D.D. Sharp, home of all those dance records, Cameo Parkway, written and produced by Cal Mann and Dave Appel. They, along with Bernie Lowe, the Holy Trinity of Philadelphia dance rock. Soulfire, title track from Little Steven's new one, revisiting his soul roots. Go to littlesteven.com, tell you all about it. Tears of a Clown, the classic by legendary Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Berry Gordy didn't want to put that one out. He thought it was too complicated. It was not. The number one hit, pop and R&B. Written by Smokey Stevie Wonder and Henry Cosby. "Be Nice to Your Mother." We're celebrating motherly love in the Underground Garage.
Mamma mia, mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Como cada domingo, más o menos a estas alturas del show, toca hacer un pequeño parón para disfrutar juntos de un clásico del Underground Garage, como es la canción más chula de la semana. Para ello viajamos hasta Los Ángeles. Ahí nos encontramos con una joven banda llamada The Bayonets que debutaron en 2014 con el álbum Crash Boom Bang. Like She Does como canción más chula de la semana. Dale, Little.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better. But her pleading
our eyes. Coolest song in the world this week comes from L.A., a different L.A. than last week. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, The Bayonets.
Nobody loves me like she does. When the world leaves me lonely, cause nobody knows me, she does. She does. When the world leaves me lonely, cause nobody.
Frank Jr., behave yourself. Buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand. Every dime that he gets is off to the jukebox man. Well, he worries and teeth until at night she's ready to poop. From rocking and a rolling, spinning and a hula hoop. Well, it's rock and roll has got to stop. Junior's head is hot as rock. Now, Junior, behave yourself.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on a rebound on the med side.
What it is, Big Mama? My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that a while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Now, don't come here, Mama, I'm gonna start a reading saying you've been out boogie-woogin', there's something I don't understand. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that a while ago? Yes, when I come in, who went out that back door? Now, this is something I never seen before. A man is getting my money, always slamming my back door. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I came in, who went out that back door?
Showed a family going for a ride. Mother has prepared a picnic lunch to take with them. She's a member of a garden club and has a litter bug picture on the windshield of the family car. She also has a trash bag. She knows that trash does not belong on our highway.
Hi, this is Bob Mosley of Moby Grape, and you're listening to the coolest rock songs ever recorded with Little Steven in the Underground Garage.
Hey, Grandma, you're so young. The old man's just a boy. Little long time this time.
Started that set with our coolest song in the world this week, Like She Does, from the Bayonets. They have re-released Crash Boom Bang and added two tracks, and that's one of them. Oliver Lieber and Brian Ray, writing and producing. Get it from Gem Recordings, Gem with a J, .com. Brian and Oliver joined by Lucretia Lopez Sanz, Davey Farragher, and Ben Montench. Hello, Ben Mon. Our coolest song in the world this week, Like She Does, from the Bayonets. Bad Boy was the Beatles covering the great Larry Williams. I asked Little Richard, I said, Richard, did you mind Larry Williams completely copying your entire style? He said, oh no, Stevie, he's my boy. I love Larry. Yes, George Martin produced that. Larry Williams, one of the five artists covered by both Stones and Beatles. Little Walter from Marksville, Louisiana, but of course would run the South Side of Chicago as part of the Muddy Waters gang in 1951 and 52. Tell Me Mama would be 1953. He'd be off on his own by then, recording for the Checker label, under the Chess flag, of course. Greatest harmonica player that will ever live. My Monster, from Blondie's latest, Pollinator, written by Johnny Marr, produced by John Congleton. Get it from Blondie.net. And representing all you grandmas out there, Moby Grape, one of the all-time greatest bands in history, with one of the all-time greatest debut albums. Hey Grandma, written by Jerry Miller and Don Stevenson, and produced by David Rubinson. Moby Grape, part of the great country rock surge of 67 and 68. We're celebrating Mother's Day, baby. Do something nice for your mother today. Leave her alone.
Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Oh, mama, zumba, zumba, bacala. Zumba, 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 zumba.
Bueno, familia, estamos llegando al final del Underground Garage de esta noche. Pero antes de despedirnos, te adelanto que en este ratito de radio vamos a disfrutar del talento y del rock de algunas de las grandes rockeras de la historia. Es cierto que serán unas pocas, pero Little Steven aprovechará para presentarlas, digamos en orden cronológico, a modo de historia. Que hay que ver lo que le gusta en la historia. Empezaremos a lo grande, con la que está considerada como la primera banda de rock de chicas que firmó para un gran sello discográfico. Fue con Decca Records en 1967. Aquí empieza el viaje. Goldie and the Gingerbreads, en Rock FM. Dale, Little.
Welcome back to the mother of all rock and roll radio dance parties on the radio, the Underground Garage. For our final Mother's Day set, we're going to celebrate the mothers of garage rock. We're going to do a set that can't include everybody, but we'll give you a pretty good outline chronologically. And let us do a quick tribute to Paula Pierce and the Pandoras, who will end up fifth or so in this set. Paula started off playing classical music on an accordion and a formal gown. An inauspicious beginning for a girl that would take part in the girl group revolution and become one of the great garage rock songwriters. She would be influenced by the Runaways and the Quick, both groups shepherded by Kim Fowley. And the Ramones, of course, would also be a major influence, as well as the Sweet, which would supply the name of her first band, The Rampagers, from Teenage Rampage, and our old friend Gary Stewart, who would play such an important role in the Nuggets reissues at Rhino, would suggest they change their name to The Rage. Kim Fowley would hold a punk rock weekend at the Whiskey A Go-Go, June of 1977, and after hearing them audition on the phone, included The Rage, along with The Weirdos, The Dills, The Wildcats, and others, all MC'd by Rodney Bingenheimer. But The Rage would never record officially, and there would be a whole bunch of bands, the Stripes, the Digits, the Circles, the Direct Hits, and Action Now, before Paula formed the Pandoras around 1983, named after the LA club Pandora's Box. Their first album, It's About Time, would be for Greg Shaw, of course. And their second album, Stop Pretending, would be produced by Bill Inglot for Rhino Records. Stop Pretending, the second album, would be the classic and include In and Out of My Life in a Day, You're All Talk, and all the usual things we play here, which you've heard if you are a regular listener. The third record, which was going to be on Elektra, never came out,
and can be found on the Psychedelic Sluts bootleg CD. Yeah, we love that title. And near the end of her life, Paula was taking a turn towards hard rock. She left us August 10th, 1991, at the age of 31. An absolutely tragic brain aneurysm out of nowhere. The Pandora's tour manager, Dave Eddy, would organize a tribute at the Coconut Teaser, and the concert would attract quite a few cool people. Sherry Curry from the Runaways, Clem Burke from Blondie, Sylvain from the Dolls, the Muffs, African Violet, and Charlotte and Kathy from the Go-Go's, prompting MC Rodney Bingenheimer to exclaim, "Look at the people here. Why do you have to die to see who really loves you?" So let's visit the history of all-girl garage rock, starting with the originals, Goldie and the Gingerbreads.
Here's what you always say.
You always say it.
Choo-choo. What's the matter?
My son lets me live in a place like this. He's such a good boy.
Yeah, well, who's the queen, huh? Come on now, try those peeps.
Your madness.
Hi, this is Rocket Queen from the Cocktail Slippers, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, a very cool place to be.
Started our incomplete history of all-girl garage rock with Big Mama herself, Genya Raven, and Goldie and the Gingerbreads. What was that movie, Bloody Mama or Crazy Mama? Genya definitely was the Ma Barker of all-girl rock and roll. And still is. Yeah, she was cool then and she's cool now. Choo Choo Fee Fi Fum. Their second single from 63. They had cut Can't You Hear My Heartbeat, but Herman's Hermits beat them to the charts. The Pleasure Seekers, Susie Quattro, then 17, her sister Patty, then 15, cousin Arlene Quattro on keys, and Nancy Ball on drums, arguably the second important all-girl rock band. Then we skipped 10 years or so. For the Runaways, I Love Playing With Fire. Very influential group, Terry Curry, Joan Jett, Sandy West, Jackie Fox, and Lita Ford. Joan wrote that one. Kim Fowley produced it with Earl Mankey. The Go-Go's would appear 6 or 7 years later, early 80s, originally produced by Richard Goddard. We played La La Land, which was something they did fairly recently, and now can be found on Coolest Songs in the World, Volume 6, on wickedcoolrecords.com. Then just after the Go-Go's, appeared the Pandoras. In and Out of My Life in a Day would be from their second album, Stop Pretending, written by the great Paula Pierce, produced by Bill England. Paula, Melanie Vaman, Kim Shattuck, Karen Blankfield.
The Cocktail Slippers with You Give Me, brand new.
The album is People Talk. Kim Berg Seth producing. Get it from wickedcoolrecords.com.
So summing up, call your mother. If she's under 40, you can email her. If she's under 30, you can text her. And under 20, Twitter. Over 40, she's probably having trouble with the TV remote. So you better give her a call. Love you, Ma. Big kiss. Mwah.
Baby, don't you know me? It's your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My, me.
You know what that sound means. Take out your phone, open up the Shazam app, and Shazam us right now.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.
We want to thank the Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, Hotels, and Casinos worldwide. Been there with us from the beginning. Jimmy Allen and the gang. And our special thanks to the Seminole Native Americans. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Our new distributor is Sun Broadcast Group. I want to thank Ron Rivlin, who does the U.S., and Jessica D'Agostin. Radio Express does the international affiliates. So if somebody gets you a radio station for Christmas, call Ron or Jessica, and you can have this show and be the coolest cat on your block. You can get the Underground Garage app at iTunes or Google Play. You can go to facebook.com/undergroundgarage or undergroundgarage.com. You can tweet me at Stevie Van Zandt. Please don't do it if you're a Twittiot. Yes, I had to make that name up. I'm lucky. I get more friends than not. And of course, if you're looking for any kind of fab gear, you know, vintage equipment or new stuff or anything having to do with guitars or keyboards or drums or anything having to do with rock and roll, you got to go to AndyBabukesFabGear.com. Babuke is B-A-B-I-U-K, emphasis on the UK. You can Shazam us during the coolest song or credits and win some stuff. And special thanks, of course, to Alan Freed. See you next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
Nice ride.
Come back to Jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Un domingo más, toca despedirse a las puertas del Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM. Espero que hayas disfrutado de un show peculiar en el que hemos recordado por qué el Día de la Madre se celebra en Estados Unidos el segundo domingo de mayo. En todo caso, hemos disfrutado también juntos de música, alguna que otra anécdota, y solo me queda una cosa, que es emplazarte hasta el domingo que viene en el Underground Garage de Little Steven aquí en Rock FM a partir de las 10 de la noche. Te espero. Un abrazo fuerte. Buenas noches, familia. Little. Hasta luego.